Thank you, Mrs. Farnham. And Dick, can I call you Dick? It's been.
Sure.
It was. It must be. Mr. Wagon used to be, but we're all getting up there, and you know. It was really strange. I came up and saw my name in lights. In Las Vegas, we are the Captain and Tennille. You know, I'm used to seeing that, but I've never seen a marquee say Daryl Dragon before. And put me in shock there for me. Okay, well, anybody, there's one thing I'd like to ask anybody. Who's into composing? Anybody here tonight thinking about composing or anything? Now, the reason I say that, if you look at the program, we have a lot of things that are from 1700s, 1600s, Purcell, and not that much that what will you call atonal music, which is being written today. There must be something said about that. Maybe it's hard for people to hear that kind of music. Maybe it's hard to listen to. When I went to college, I was told that 1960 music would be something we'd all be listening to in 1980, and we're not listening to it. So whatever you guys feel in your heart, if you are a composer or thinking about composing, let's bring back harmonies and things that are natural from your instrument or from your voice or whatever, and let's listen to contemporary music that you people maybe will write someday. I wanted to explain briefly what got me, why I felt the success had come to me. It's a lot of variables, a lot of luck. Number one, as you know, we're involved in popular music, although when I was 16, it's still to this day, I like all different types of music. I liked Fats Domino when I was 12. My father didn't understand it, but he went with it, you know. And then, let me say there were, what? Who knows Fats Domino? There were three things I felt that helped my success in this business. One was, as growing up, my family, all of them were musically oriented. My father, as you know, conducted many of you people. And my mother was a professional singer. You probably hear her in the 30s movies. She sang the real high soprano part on a lot of movies back in the 30s. And my brother has played in this room. He's the drummer in the Surf Punks. That's called music, you know, it's part of music. And my sister is a professional harpist, Carmen, and my other sister is a flute player, and my older brother is a composer in Maui, Hawaii. He's working clubs and stuff. And that's one thing. My family were all so musically oriented that, you know, like if your father's a fireman, you want to be a fireman, you know, it's one of those things. I really didn't think of any other career choice. Number two was, of course, going to school and learning from Mr. Wagner how to play the bass, as a matter of fact. I had a lot of private lessons. I took pipe organ and everything else in school, and this helped tremendously in my growth and understanding of what where music comes from and appreciating it. And then the number three, of course, and I felt most important, is the business of music. Getting out of school and learning that the smokehouse may fire us, a nightclub in San Fernando Valley. When Tony and I started working, we got fired from a number of clubs. You really think you're hot stuff until you go out there and start working. And then you find out it takes a little more. You have to appreciate the good with the bad. You have to really appreciate the good when it comes. And those are the three things that I feel that maybe all of you, if you're going to become professionally involved in music, you'd better think seriously about it. There's a lot of obstacles, but it's so rewarding. One thing I have to say, I've been trying to copy the sound of a violin on a synthesizer for about 12 years, and I can't do it. And that means that you guys have got something in that little bow and that little string that's always going to bring a magic and a special feeling, or any musical instrument, really. It's going to bring a special feeling and a spiritual feeling to people that can't be captured with synthesizers. I've tried it and failed, I have to admit it. So if you could please all stick with it, I'd sure appreciate it, because I, nothing better than all humans playing instruments, I'm finally coming to the realization. Thank you very much. Do you want to hear, I would like to maybe have Tony sing a little something for you guys before we...